Good afternoon. European leaders and the European Union issued a joint statement with Ukraine this morning, backing US President Donald Trump's call for a ceasefire at present battle lines. We strongly support President Trump's position that the fighting should stop immediately and that the current line of contact should be the starting point of negotiations, the statement said. Trump and the Russian President Vladimir Putin are planning to meet soon in Hungary. Trump called for the ceasefire after meeting the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House on Friday. The statement said European leaders would meet later this week at an EU summit and in the format of the Coalition of the Willing of countries that back Ukraine. Zelensky will attend the meeting on Friday in London. Spain keeps burning more gas to produce electricity and help keep power grids stable after a major blackout on April 28th. So the grid gas operator Engas said this morning, boosting overall gas demand. Conventional gas-fired power plants provide more stability to the grid than the renewable sources such as wind farms and solar panels. Gas demand to generate electricity soared almost 37% in the first 9 months of this year. In addition, Spain exported more natural gas in particular to neighbouring France. Benidorm Town Hall has unveiled an innovative artificial intelligence-powered chatbot designed to improve communications and access to resources and services for both expats and visitors. The chatbot can hold natural conversations with users, allowing it to interpret questions and provide accurate responses. In Benidorm's case, it'll draw on information from several official sources to ensure comprehensive and reliable assistance. The project falls under the Benidorm Vision 360 Sustainable Tourism Plan, financed by the European Union through the Next Generation EU programme. And the Walking Football World Nations Cup starts today in Torrevieja. The first part of the competition will be for women over 40, men over 70 and men over 50. The matches will carry on until Friday, October 24th, the day of the finals. The event will take place at the Torrevieja Sports City and will bring together teams from all over the world. The first game will be between Japan and the host nation Spain. There are now two sets of four teams in the men's over 70 category. England play the Netherlands and Japan plays Italy in Group A. Men's over 50 is the most competitive and has 18 countries in three groups. England, the Czech Republic and Spain are the top seeds. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.